O.J. Simpson is dead at the age of 76. And Brad just asked me off the air if I remember where I was for the ride, the Bronco ride. And I remember that afternoon really well. Tyler Reynolds was born on July 1st of 94. And the Bronco ride had to have been, it was in June of 94. Because the basketball playoffs were going on. And I remember it was a sunny day, beautiful afternoon in Massachusetts where I was living at the time. And had the radio on and I was going to the grocery store. I was picking up some stuff for dinner, and I remember listening to...
Friday, June 17th, 1994.
Okay. I remember listening to the a press conference, and I forget who was hosting the press conference, an official from the LAPD, I imagine, and he announced, Mr. Simpson is blah, 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 a fugitive of justice. If you see him, and there was like this gasp in this room wherever the announcement was. And I was about to go in to the store, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be some good viewing tonight. Because it was all like, you remember, it was all wall-to-wall OJ stuff, Court TV, CNN, in the days after the bodies had been found and all that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I loaded up on stuff, and I went home, and my wife at the time was having preterm labor issues. So she was in bed and she was like, you know, just, I'm just going to stay here. You go watch all that stuff.
I want to watch what I want to watch.
Well, she wasn't supposed to move around. So I'm out there in the living room and I'm watching all this stuff go down. And I bought plenty of snacks because I figured, I didn't know we were in for a Bronco ride, but I figured we were in for a pretty good Larry King Live at the very least. Yeah. And then we got the Bronco ride.
Yeah, I remember that I was getting settled in. I wanted to watch the NBA Finals, the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks. And I don't know if it was game three, I think it was, something like that. And you know, they kept cutting away to it. And then finally, I changed the channel and ended up watching the chase and stuff instead of the basketball game.
It was more exciting. Yeah, it was Friday night, right?
Yeah.
And I think NBC...
And people lining the freeway and signs and stuff.
I think NBC ended up going split screen.
I think they did. Yeah, I think they even, like, did go split screen
with
on
the
that.
Game.
Yeah.
They had the game on, and then they had the ride on. And I don't know about you, but I didn't think it was going to end with him alive at the end of that press, at the end of that Bronco ride. I didn't think he was coming out of that ride alive.
And then they have an AC's like call that where he was saying OJ's got the gun in the back and we're just back off and all that.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, this is not ending well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's.
And that was 30 years ago now.
30 years ago?
Almost
in June?
30 years ago.
You said it was
ago,
June 17th?
June. Yeah, June 17th, 1994. So, about 2 months from 30 years ago.
And almost all of the pictures from the news outlets that announced his death this morning, they ran pictures of him in a courtroom. Very few had pictures of him from his football career. And there were a couple that
His Hertz commercials.
Yeah, there were a couple that did do the Bronco, like where you saw... Mm-hmm. You couldn't really see him in the Bronco, but it was a picture from the L.A. freeway there. All right, we'll revisit Norm McDonald's, some of Norm McDonald's greatest hits for the magic moment.
He was relentless.
Morning. Yes.